Okay, so today we are diving deep into Elon Musk and his team at xAI building a massive AI supercomputer in just 19 days.
Yeah,
19
it's
days. That's
crazy.
like cramming 4 years of work into less than a month. What kind of wizardry is this?
It's pr practically unheard of in the world of supercomputers. We're talking 100,000 NVIDIA H-tier 100 GPUs, the best of the best for AI, and they got them all up and running in 19 days. To give you an idea, a project like this usually takes 3 years of planning alone, and
Wow.
then another year just to get everything delivered, installed, and tested.
Wow. Just getting all those GPUs in one place must have been insane. It's not like they're just sitting on a shelf at Best Buy.
Right.
What allowed Musk and his team to pull this off?
Well, there are a few things at play here. You've got Elon Musk's audacious leadership style. The guy is famous for setting these seemingly impossible goals and then somehow achieving them.
Yeah.
Remember the Gigafactory in Austin?
Right, build crazy fast.
Built at warp speed. And this supercomputer project, this seems like another example of Musk just completely ignoring conventional timelines. But, and this is important, it's not just about Musk's ambition. NVIDIA played a crucial role in this too.
So it's more than just having the fastest chips. What makes NVIDIA so essential in this story?
NVIDIA's, well, their secret sauce is their ability to deliver a complete AI ecosystem, not just a bunch of individual components. They've spent years building up their CUDA platform, and that platform acts as the brain behind all those crazy powerful GPUs. CUDA comes loaded with over 300 specialized algorithms that do one thing: accelerate AI tasks, making everything faster and much more efficient. Think of it like this. Anyone can buy a bunch of ingredients,
Sure.
but NVIDIA, they provide the entire recipe book, they give you the prepped ingredients, and they give you the oven to cook with.
So it sounds like NVIDIA isn't just selling hardware, they're selling a complete AI solution.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But for those of us who aren't tech wizards, what's the big deal about being able to build a supercomputer so quickly? I mean, why should we care if it takes 19 days or 4 years?
That's a great question. The speed, this agility, it represents a huge shift in the world of AI. It's not about bragging rights. It's a fundamental change in how AI is being developed and used.
Okay.
In this fast-paced world of AI, speed and scalability are everything. They're the new battlegrounds.
So it's not just about who has the fastest chip anymore. It's about who can build and deploy the most powerful AI solutions the fastest.
100%. And Musk's 19-day build, that's a shot across the bow to the entire AI industry. He's showing them that speed is the new currency of AI domination.
Wow.
And here's the kicker. This is just the beginning. The word on the street is that Musk's team is already planning to double the size of the supercomputer.
Double the size. Are we talking millions of GPUs soon? What will they even do with that much computing power?
To understand that, we have to understand a concept called inference. Think of it this way. Training an AI model is like, well, it's like teaching someone a brand new language. It takes time, effort, and tons of data.
Lots of late nights with textbooks and flashcards.
Exactly. But once that AI model is trained, once it's fluent in the language, then comes the truly amazing part, inference.
Okay.
That's when the AI starts using what it's learned to understand and actually interact with the world around it.
Oh, wow.
It's the difference between just studying a language and actually having a conversation.
So inference is like the AI putting all that training into action.
Precisely.
Got it.
And what's fascinating here is that the amount of AI speaking, the amount of AI inferencing, will soon be so much larger than the amount of training required. We're talking a billion times larger, according to Jensen Huang, CEO of NVIDIA.
A billion.
A billion.
Wow.
That's why the size of these AI clusters is exploding. We need massive amounts of computing power to handle all that inference.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown. This isn't just about building bigger and faster supercomputers. It's about creating a future where AI is deeply integrated into everything we do.
It is.
But we'll get into that more in a bit. First, let's delve a bit deeper into the minds behind this AI revolution, starting with the enigmatic Elon Musk himself.
So yeah, picking up where we left off, you're right. It's about way more than just the hardware. What's so fascinating about Elon Musk is that he isn't just building a supercomputer, he's building a platform for innovation, you know?
Okay.
He's attracting all the brightest minds in AI, bringing them together at xAI, and he's essentially saying, go make the impossible happen.
And doing it at a pace that most of us can't even imagine. Building anything in 19 days is impressive.
Right.
But a supercomputer, like, come on.
It's
It
wild.
really makes you think about how fast things could move if we could just break free from these traditional timelines. Is it all just Musk's leadership, or is there something else going on here?
It's definitely a testament to his leadership. He is not afraid to challenge the way things have always been done, you know, to take risks,
yeah.
to even embrace the possibility of failure as a learning experience. And that kind of daring leadership, well, it's infectious. It makes people think and operate differently.
Mm.
But there's also a strategic element to all of this speed.
Yeah.
Musk knows that in the world of AI, agility is everything.
It's like that saying, it's not the big that eat the small, it's the fast that eat the slow.
Exactly.
Is speed really the key to winning the AI race?
It's a huge factor for sure. The ability to adapt quickly, test new ideas, to iterate and get better at a much faster pace. That's going to be crucial moving forward. Musk's 19-day build.
Well, it shows us this principle in action.
It really makes you wonder what else we could achieve if we just had that same kind of urgency, that same focus, and applied it to other challenges.
Yeah.
But before we get too far down that rabbit hole, let's bring it back to the technology. We talked about NVIDIA and their role in all of this, but I want to learn more about those H200 GPUs.
What makes them so special?
Imagine this. A GPU that's designed from the ground up specifically for those really complex calculations that AI needs to run. That's the H200 in a nutshell.
Yeah.
They've got these things called tensor cores, which are like mini processors inside the GPU that just crank through the math that AI needs.
Wow.
And then you've got the memory bandwidth, which is like a super fast highway for data. It lets the GPU access and process information crazy fast.
So it's not just about raw processing power. It's about having a specific type of processing power, something designed for AI.
You got it.
NVIDIA seems to have really been ahead of the curve with this whole AI revolution.
Absolutely. And it shows in how they dominate this space. They didn't just create powerful chips. They built an entire ecosystem around those chips. I mean, we are talking software, we are talking tools, all designed to squeeze every ounce of performance out of those GPUs for AI.
Which brings us back to inference, something we talked about before. You said that it'll be billions of times larger than training in the future. Can you explain that more? What would a future where AI inference is everywhere actually look like?
Okay, so imagine a world where AI isn't just this tool we use, but it's an active part of everything we do.
Okay.
Your car isn't just driving, it's looking ahead at traffic. It's adapting to how you drive, even having conversations with you.
Oh, wow.
Your home isn't just a house, it's learning what you like, optimizing how you use energy, even helping you manage your day.
So it's like having a personal assistant for every part of your life.
That's a great way to put it.
But much smarter and more capable.
Much smarter, and getting smarter all the time.
Wow.
And it's not just about convenience, it's about tackling some of the biggest challenges we face as humans.
Okay.
AI could completely change healthcare. Imagine early diagnoses, personalized treatments. That's just the start. It could transform how we learn, personalize education for every student, and make a good education accessible to everyone on the planet.
It's incredible all the ways that this technology could change things. It's a little overwhelming, to be honest.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's exciting, but it's a lot to take in.
It really is both.
Yeah.
But to get there, to unlock AI's full potential, we need massive computing power. And that's where these huge AI clusters come in.
Okay.
They are the engines that will drive the AI revolution.
And at the forefront of this revolution is Elon Musk, with his ambition, his drive, and of course, his 19-day supercomputer.
Yeah.
But what is Musk's plan with all this AI power? He's involved with so many different companies, SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink. What's the common thread between them all?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? What is the grand plan here? Well, one thing that connects everything Musk does, all his companies, it's his desire to, you know, to tackle the big existential threats and push the boundaries of what humans can do.
So you're saying this big push into AI, it fits into that broader vision.
I think so.
But where does it fit in exactly?
Well, he's been pretty vocal about how dangerous AI could be if we don't develop it responsibly. So it's possible he sees this supercomputer and XAI in general as a way to kind of steer AI development in the right direction, you know, make sure it benefits humanity.
So instead of being afraid of AI's power, he's jumping in head first to make sure it's used for good.
Exactly. He talks about it a lot, actually. He says we need to make sure AI aligns with human values. Make sure it's a tool for good, not for destruction. With this supercomputer, with all its power, he can have a real impact on how AI develops.
It's like he's positioning himself as an AI shepherd, guiding the flock toward a better future or something.
Interesting analogy, but let's not forget, he's also a brilliant engineer and businessman.
Right.
So he probably sees this as a smart investment in the future, too.
Of course.
A way to stay ahead in the industries he really cares about.
Which are many. So we could see AI accelerating those self-driving cars at Tesla, pushing the boundaries at SpaceX, maybe even doing new things with brain-computer interfaces at Neuralink.
For sure. And don't forget that he just bought X, what used to be Twitter.
Oh, right, yeah.
Just imagine the potential of adding advanced AI to a platform with that kind of reach.
An AI-powered social media. What would that even look like?
It could be revolutionary.
Yeah.
Imagine your feed is personalized, it filters out fake news, and really helps you connect with people who share your interests and values.
Wow, that sounds amazing compared to how social media is now.
Right.
But let's get back to the heart of our conversation. This 19-day supercomputer. You were saying before that the need for these huge AI clusters is only going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
How big are we talking here?
Remember Jensen Huang's prediction? Inference being a billion times bigger than training.
Oh, yeah.
To deal with that, we're talking AI clusters that are way bigger than anything that exists today. Those big clusters we see now with 200,000, 300,000 GPUs, that's just the beginning.
So what does a world run by these huge AI clusters even look like?
Imagine this. AI is everywhere. Your car, your house, your work, they're all connected and talking to each other with intelligent agents. These agents can anticipate what you need, make everything work more efficiently, and personalize your experiences.
So like the ultimate smart home?
Sort of, but it's much bigger than that. Think about AI-powered healthcare that can diagnose diseases earlier and more accurately. Think about education platforms powered by AI that adapt to each student's needs. Transportation systems that use AI to reduce traffic and make everything smoother. It's really mind-blowing when you start to think about the possibilities.
It's exciting, but it's also a lot to take in, to be honest.
Absolutely.
How do we even prepare for these changes?
That is the big question, and there's no easy answer. But I think the first step is simply awareness.
Go.
By understanding what AI can do, both the good and the bad, we can start to make better decisions about how it's developed and how we use it.
So it always comes back to that balance we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Harnessing the power of AI, but making sure it always aligns with human values.
Exactly. And that's what makes this 19-day supercomputer so important, such a powerful symbol. It shows just how fast AI is advancing, but it also reminds us that we have a responsibility to guide that advancement in the right direction.
It's a good thing to keep in mind as we enter this new world of artificial intelligence.
Huh?
It's not just about building the most powerful AI. It's about building the right AI to create a better future.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We have the chance to shape our future with AI. It's up to us to choose what we want that future to be.
That's a really good point to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Elon Musk, XAI, and the future of AI. We'll see you next time.